Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 14th of October, 2013, and we have just completed an EMS. If any of you guys are listening in today, thank you. It was a joy and a blessing to be with you guys, truly. So we've got two questions today on our EMSO and library call, so let's get to those. First question. My husband and I have just reached our 6 month out since his second D-Day. He has not had any contact with the EAP that I'm aware of and does not try to hide any devices or anything like that. He has also continued to work on building trust with me and our children. However, I've noticed a change in his behavior toward me when I need to talk about my feelings or tell him that I'm scared and anxious. I've told him that because of his reactions and responses to me, for example, he's defensive, shuts down, says things that hurt me, so I will stop talking. It's causing me to stay stuck. I don't know what has happened. He was so humble and broken and seemed to find freedom in the truth and even said he wasn't going to hide the shame. There are many instances lately when I get the red flag alert, old patterns of behavior such as self-loathing, not really answering a question I ask, but not lying, more like withholding information, stopped attending men's prayer group, lost his desire to actively pursue recovery, etc. I told him that I feel safer when he's actively pursuing recovery for himself, but he thought he was doing better and would just go to his counselor when needed. He keeps asking me what I want him to do, but I can tell he is very resentful about it. I even told him not to do anything for me anymore, that if it didn't come from his heart to better himself and our relationship, that it wouldn't work anyway. What do I do? I feel like I need to protect myself and withdraw because I'm afraid of getting hurt again. I fear a relapse is coming. Just FYI, I am continuing to go have counseling. I've signed up for Harboring Hope. I read and listen to articles and audios from here and beyond Affairs Network, and we are still in Married for Life. I'm doing everything I know to do that works for me. Now, it does seem to me from what you're describing that he has slipped off a bit. I mean, the first sign, of course, is when somebody begins to get, I think, defensive. And the self-loathing and the shame is an issue. One of the things you might just point out to him, and I'm sure you've done that, but whenever there's self-loathing or the signs that you see, and this is, you need to have, a very good conversation with him. And don't share your feelings or your opinions. The way I would start, and you've got a good list here, the old patterns of behavior. So talk about instances when you've seen self-loathing, state situations, just when there is a circumstance where he has not answered a question, where other things like not attending prayer groups or lost desire for pursued recovery. I would list out all of those facts at one time, and I would, after listing out the facts of what is going on, I would then say, I know that we have a mutual goal, which is having a great marriage and having a strong family, and you know, both living a mutually satisfactory life, you know, wanting to be fulfilled, wanting an abundant life. And then after you point out the mutual goal, I would just say, these things concern me, and I just want us to be able to talk about how I can feel comfortable given the shift, these shifts that are now happening, and what can you do to help me? How can we work together? Because you really want to have a conversation where maybe he can give you something to assure you, or maybe he can at least talk about what's going on. Now, if at any point when you're talking to him about this, if he begins to become defensive, then you're going to do what I call the don't do conversation with him. The second, because you're going to be watching for when does the conversation begin to feel unsafe for him. And when it begins to feel unsafe, what I would do is say, whoa, hang on, don't think that I'm accusing you of doing anything wrong. I'm not. All I'm trying to do, see, don't think I'm doing this. All I'm trying to do is figure out how I can accept where you're currently at and still feel safe and not worry about you. And just be honest. Say, you know, in my mind, I make this story up, and just tell them the story you're making up, that somehow you may be vulnerable for relapse. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but then another part of me thinks that I need to obviously protect myself. And I'm not trying to blame you. I know that I'm guilty of things too. I'm not. I'm just saying I want to feel connected to you. I'm just wondering what we can do, because I don't want you to do anything for me, like you've already said. I just feel like until the two of you can have a dialogue, it's really difficult. And, you know, one of the things I would wonder is why, I wonder what shifted, and maybe he truly thinks there's not a problem, but it also makes me wonder if maybe something happened. Now, if he's being defensive and he won't talk, I don't know, you need to back off, but I would still try to have a conversation. And like you said at the beginning of this, every time you've tried to do that, it feels like things go south. And so I don't know what happened to humility, but the one thing you've got to do is make him understand, as you're trying to talk to him, that you are not trying to blame him. You're not saying he's doing anything wrong. You're just trying to figure out how we can both have our mutual goal. And your mutual goal is this, because I think he agrees that you probably both want to do well. So if you'll stay with the mutual goal and try to look for whenever the relation or the conversation begins to go south, and where he gets defensive or starts to escalate, back up, do the don't do. And if still nothing happens, then do harboring hope. This is risky. I mean, it may be that it may take a while for him to figure things out. And hopefully over time, if you continue doing things together, I would be sure to be doing healthy behaviors for your relationship as much as possible. Keep trying to move toward him. When you're traveling together in the car, read books together. Do anything that keeps the two of you talking, and also allow for moments of good times together. Create good moments. And potentially, as he also begins to feel better about the relationship, maybe he'll even get back into the recovery work. But it's going to take probably somebody else or somebody helping him through that. I don't know if he's done Hope for Healing. Potentially, if he'll do something like that, that might also help. And I feel like I'm rambling over here a bit because that's a tough one, but I'll certainly, you'll be in my thoughts and prayers. I do hope that the two of you can work through this. So here is the next question. My wife has finally come clean, I believe, and seems to be, My wife has finally come clean, I believe, and seems to be doing the hard work necessary for our healing. It's been several years since the first D-Day, and about 6 months since she finally accepted full responsibility for her choices. I've tried to wait and work on myself, but after all of these years of lies, as well as now finding out the quantity and types of disgusting behaviors my wife was involved in both before we met and after we married, I had basically no sexual desire for her. We both grew up in Christian homes and are very active in ministry. I don't want to live the rest of my life like this, and we are really trying to make it work. Can you share anything that would help? I would say, I don't know exactly, let's see, timelines. You're 6 months out from her taking responsibility, and so one of the big desire killers is resentment. So one suggestion I would have is that you look at yourself and see, is there any unforgiveness or places where you're still resentful toward her? It may be just the fact that it's taken so long and that she lied to you is that you're having trouble forgiving that. The second thing is most people don't know whether or not it's really safe at 6 months. Usually it takes about 18 months from full disclosure before people even kind of feel like they can really commit and give themselves again. And so there may be a part of you that's trying to protect you still. Beyond that, and just checking your own heart and seeing if there's resentment, you might want to also look at yourself and focus on your own inventory. If she's doing such a great job of finally taking responsibility, I would suggest you try to match her and get your eyes off of her as much as possible and look at yourself and the places where maybe God would speak to you about where you've fallen short and how you need to be different. Finally, last but not least, when it comes to rebuilding desire, especially if you've let go of those resentments and you feel like there's enough distance where things can seem relatively safe, I would suggest going through a series of exercises. I would do Restoring the Pleasure by Pinner and Pinner. The two of you together going through all of that book, exercise by exercise. And if you need someone to hold you accountable, you might want a therapist who can go through that with you. I know I've taken a gazillion couples through, and if it's something I could help with, I would gladly help. You can call Crossroads Counseling at 512-346-9299. But you're going to have to rewrite how the two of you do come together physically, and there has to be a new almost script written for how you're going to be intimate together. Finally, I think with the I would want to make sure that there's not any physical limitations, because if, for instance, she's gained weight through the years and she's no longer in your arousal template, while that may not be politically correct, if there's something physically that's a problem, then there may need to be something additional done. But if it's just the fact that you're crushed by what's happened and you don't know how to get your mind around it and how to forgive it, then part of that's going to be some of your own personal work. Harboring hope might be something that's helpful for that. And just making sure that you've been able to forgive and let go of those resentments. And hopefully that at least can get you a start. With that, that's all of our questions today. I want to thank everybody for joining the call, and I hope everybody has a really good week. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. To healing.